Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikat on Tezvav Amibiz. We're holding on Tezvav Aminalif, three lines in the bottom, Avil Chayiv Bikriya. So the Gemara tells us that an Avil is Chayiv to Tir Kriya, the Ka'amilu Rachmanu Levnei Arain, and we know that from that which Hashem told the Bnei Arain after Misas and the Vaviyu, Hashem told them that you should not act like Avelim. Lay Tifraimu, you should not tear your clothing. Mechlau de Kuliyama Mechayvi. So that's Mashma that everyone else is Chayiv to tear the clothing. Menode Mahu Bikriya. What about a Menode? An Avil we know is Chayiv. What about a Menode? Teiku, the Gemara says we don't know. Metzaira Mahu Bikriya. What about a Metzaira? Tashima. The Pasuk says, God, if you prune him, says the Braisa, what that means is shiyahu mikura'in, that the Metzaira's clothing should be torn, shema minah, so you see he is chayiv in kriya. An avil is chayiv b'kriyas hamita. The next halacha is that an avil is chayiv to turn over his bed, something that avelim do not do nowadays, but an avil is chayiv b'kriyas hamita. Some say that turning over the mirrors is like, or covering the mirrors is like a kiyam of kriyas hamita. But al-kabanim, so an avil is chayiv b'kriyas hamita, the tani bar kapara, that the most yoikni nasati ban, Hashem says, kaviyachol, I've created you in my image, but because of your averos, I had to decree misa, and I had to turn over the tzelem alkim, and therefore, kefumi taiseyan aleha. When there's misa, a person in Avil, he has to turn over his bed, the place where a man is conceived, he has to turn over his bed over the misa. Menudim umetzaira mahim bikfiyas hamita. What about the menudim umetzaira? They also did averos, which caused the tzelem alkim to be nepach, So are they chayiv in kfiyas hamita? Says the Gemara, teiku. The next halacha, avil aser basis malacha, an avil is not allowed to work. The pasuk says, va'afachti chageichem la'evel. So we compare a yamtiv to an evel, to avelos machag aser b'malacha, af avil aser b'malacha. Just like yamtiv is aser in malacha, so to an avil. Menuda mahu basis malacha. What about a menuda? Says the Gemara, Rav Yosik tashma, bring your raya from that which it says in Mesachas Tainis. It says regarding the tainus for the drought that kishamru aser basias malacha, when they said that during these tanesim a person is not allowed to do malacha, leamru ala b'yayim, that's only during the day of a belayla mutter, but at night it's mutter. And the Braisa says it's really a list of dinim that's listed over there in the Braisa, one of them being the isra of asias malacha, and it says that you find the same thing by menuda and the novel. So my lava kulu l'chayru, this is going on all the different dinim that are mentioned in that Braisa, one of them being the isra asias malacha. And it says that the Menudah has that halacha as well. It says the Gemara, lo yashara. And no, I'll tell you that b'chinat hamaitzi b'menudah ba'avul is going on the other dina mentioned in the Braisa. And really, Menudah does not have an isra of asiyas malacha. And says the Gemara, tashma. In fact, I'll even bring you a raya that the Menudah is mutter b'asiyas malacha. The Braisa says, Menudah shayna v'shaynin loy, niskar v'niskarin loy. It says straight out that he could work for others, others could work for him. So shma mino, you see, it's mutter for a Menudah to work. Mitzayra mahu b'asiyas malacha. What about a Mitzayra? Says the Gemara, teiku. The next halacha is avul is also berachitza. He's not allowed to wash himself. The makar for that is dechsiv. The pasuk says again, Yayav is speaking to the isha takua, and he tells her to look like an avul, and he says to her, "Ba'al tasuchi shemen, don't anoint yourself with oil. Don't do sicha." And therefore, we see from here also the isra of berachitza, because berachitza mechal sicha, included in sicha is also rechitza. So if there's an isra for an avul to be sach, it must be there's also an isra rechitza. Menuda mahu berchitza. What about a menuda? Is a menuda allowed to do berchitza? I'm Rav Yosef Tashema. Says Rav Yosef, I'll bring you a raya from that which we learned in the Braisa. Again, by the fast when there was a lack of rain, it says kasha amru aser berchitza. When they said that during these fasts a person is not allowed to wash himself, like amru elo kol gufay. This is only kol gufay of a panei rado v'ragl of mutter, but the person is allowed to wash his face, his hands, and his feet. V'chein atamaitzi b'menudu ba'avol. And the Braisa says, like we mentioned, it says that you find the same halacha by a menuda in the novel, so my lava kulu. The chayrat's going on all the cases, including this case of rechitza. So you see that there's an iser rechitza for a menuda. Says the Gemara, lo yashara. I'll tell you, it's talking about the other cases, and really there is no iser rechitza for a menuda. Metzaira mahu berechitza. What about the metzaira? Says the Gemara, teiku. The next halacha, avil aser ni'ilas asandol, then an avil is not allowed to wear shoes, at least not leather shoes, he has an eser ni'ilas asandol. And what's the makar? Midikamrili rachmana li yechesko, from that which Hashem told yechesko when his wife died, una alecha tasin beraglecha, you should not be like an avil. You wear your shoes, mechladu kuli alma aser, and ordinarily speaking, an avil has an eser of ni'ilas asandol. Menuda mahu benila sasando. What about a menuda? Amr Rav Yosef Tashema. Kesha amru asar benila sasando. Le amru ela beir. Avo vaderech mutter. Again, back to the Tanesim, when there was a lack of rain, it says in the Braisa that the Isra of benila sasando is only when a person's traveling within the city. So then it's just for comfort. A person's not allowed to wear the shoes. Avo vaderech, if a person's traveling outside the city on the roads, so then it's mutter for him to wear shoes because that's just to protect his feet. So haketzad, how does this play itself out? A person sets out on the road. He's allowed to wear his shoes. Nichnas leir, but then once he enters the city, he has to take the shoes off. And the Braisa says that you find the same halacha by a menuda in an avol. So my lavakulu, it's going on all the dinim of the Braisa, including this isra of nilas asando, and the menuda has an isra of nilas asando. To which the Gemara says again, la yashara. I'll tell you, it's talking about the other cases, and really menuda does not have an isra of nilas asando. Mitzayra mahu benilas asando. What about a mitzayra? Does a mitzayra have an isser of benilas asando? Says the Gemara, teiku. Final halacha for today. Says the Gemara, avel aser betashra shamita. An avel is not allowed to be together with his wife. And the makar for that is, as the pasuk says, after David HaMelech and Bathsheba, their first child was nifter. So the pasuk says over there, vayinachim David as Bathsheba, ishtoi, that David HaMelech was menachim, his wife Bathsheba, vayavu eleha, and he was together with her. So mechadim eikara aser. Now, but until then, until after the period of Nichum Avelim, until after the Shiva, he wasn't allowed to be with her. It was only afterwards. So you see, in the oval is Aser Betash Veshamita. Menuda mahu betash v'shamita. What about a menuda? Is a menuda allowed to be Isaac and tash v'shamita? Amr Rav Yosef Tashma, bring your raya from Abraisa. It says, kol Isan shanim shah yisoba midbar menudin hayu. It says that all the years that Kla Yisra was in the midbar, so they were menudin. They were considered a nidoy from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ushim shu mitay sayin. And afopikain, it was obvious that they were together with their wives because they had children. So you see, even a menuda is mutter betash v'shamita. However, Amr Le Abaye, v'damu menuda l'shamayim shani dekil. You can't bring a raya from the Dor Midbar, because maybe over there was different. Their nidoy was more kal, it was a nidoy l'shamayim, so that's why they were mutter betash v'shamita. But a standard menuda maybe is aser. Wait a second, says the Gemara, kil. You're telling me a menuda l'shamayim is more kal? V'amrin chamer. Until now, in Amud Aleph, you were telling me that a menuda l'shamayim is more chamer. Says the Gemara, svuki misafkale. He wasn't sure if a menuda l'shamayim is more chamer or more kal, and therefore, zilhacha kamat chile. If you want to learn out a chumra from menuda l'shamayim, says Abaye, no, maybe menuda l'shamayim is more chamer. And if you want to learn out a kula, like the heter, tashra shamita, so then Abaye is going to tell you that no, maybe menuda l'shamayim is more kal. Either way you go with it, in either direction, he's going to be madcha the raya. Mitzayra mahu betashra shamita. What's the din of a mitzayra? Is a mitzayra mutter betashra shamita? Toshma, titani, we learned in the braisa. The yashav michutz la'ayaloi. It says that the mitzayra has to sit outside his ayal. Shehei kemenudu ka'avu va'asar betashra shamita. So we learn from here that he's like a menud in the novel and he's asar betashra shamita. Now how do we see that from this pasuk that he's asar betashra shamita? Because it says he has to sit outside his ayal. Vein aloi ela ishtay. And ayal refers to his wife. Shenemer, like we find by Matan Tayra, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Lech Emor Lehem, go tell Klal Yisrael, Shuvu Lechem Aleichem." You could be go back to your tents, be together with your wives. So Shmamina, but you see from this Brisa Lehedya that a Mitzayra is Aser Betash V'Shamita. Now the Brisa also said that he's like a Menuda in an Avol, and he's Aser Betash V'Shamita. So ask the Gemara of Nifshim Nami LeMenuda. Why don't we also say that you have a Raya from here that a Menuda is Aser Betash V'Shamita? To that the Gemara says, Amar Ravuna Breider Apinchas Meshveider of Yosef, because Mika Tani She Aser. Does it say that the Mitzayra is like a Menuda She Aser, in that he is Aser in Tashma Shamita? No, that's not what the Braisa says. It says, number one, Shiyahi Kamenuda Ukavo. Now the Mitzayra is like a Menuda and like a novel. That's the Milach Ranyasa. That's with regards to other Dinim. And then it says, not She Aser, it says, Ve Aser Nami Betashma Shamita. That the Mitzayra also, a separate halacha, is that he has an Iser Tashma Shamita, but you don't see anything from this Braisa about whether or not a Menuda has an Iser of Tashma Shamita or not.